WildTalkRadio.com.
Welcome, everyone, to Monday Night Raw.
Wild Talk Radio presents to you the Monday Night Raw post show.
So, what do you guys want to talk about?
Featuring Sir Rockin'.
If you're the man, what the Rock is cooking.
And Lindsay Ward.
Rest in peace.
Interact with us live and give us your thoughts on everything that happens on Monday Night Raw.
And that's the bottom line, because Stone Cold said so.
And if you're not down with that, we got two words for ya!
Because we believe in doing what is best for all of you.
Because after all, what's best for all of you is what's best for business.
Now step into the ring with us for the Raw Post Show.
This is Monday Night Raw!
We got some answers, chat. We got some answers. This is the Raw Post Show, presented as always by MBG Films, youtube.com/MBG1211. Chat, if you have Amazon Prime, link to your Twitch account, it's called Prime Gaming. Support the channel by clicking the purple rectangle in the button below the screen. You can use carry code Rocket Sock or Lin Zem Wood in the Fortnite item shop when you buy your brand new battle passes and your Lego sets. Don't buy it. But you can. But don't. Hashtag Epic Partner. I'm the producer. That's Lindsay Ward.
Is it wrong that I saw the Lego sets? Oh, wow. Echo. Okay, we're good. Anyway, is it wrong that I saw the Lego sets and I was like, what the crap is going on with this? Like, they're in the shop. You can buy the Der Burger and some other stuff. It's like, oh, we're just going into all kinds of micro transaction hell, aren't we? But that's not what we're here to talk about. We're here to talk about professional wrestling and Monday Night Raw. And oh, boy, did we get some answers.
We got some answers, we got some challenges, and then some. We're going to kick it off with what closed the show on Monday Night Raw, which was the gauntlet match to determine who's facing Gunther for the Intercontinental Championship. We had Sami Zayn, Ricochet, Shinsuke Nakamura, Bronson Reed, JD McDonagh, and Chad Gable competing in this gauntlet match. It was a really good gauntlet. JD and Ricochet had a good starting point. Bronson Reed dominated for a little bit, but it was Sami Zayn and Chad Gable who came at it at the end, battling it out, pulling at the heartstrings. Which side's gonna win? It is the side of one Sami Zayn.
Man, they brought this home in a wonderful way, like between Zayn and Gable, and just again with WWE putting out the video packages, especially for Gable, and really like driving home that this match matters. It's important. People want to win. People want to challenge Gunther. People are invested in this match. Like, they just did a wonderful job with this overall. This was a fantastic main event. And yeah, Sammy, everybody put on a show, but Sammy and Gable, once they were in there together, man, I can't believe we got that for free. I'll take it for free, but I can't believe we got it for free.
We had a major announcement.
Yes,
go ahead.
Sammy brought it home.
He did. So Sami Zayn, Gunther, at WrestleMania. We had a major announcement on Monday Night Raw from Adam Pearce and Nick Aldis. I thought they were going to split the tag titles. Oh no, instead, it was announced that at WrestleMania. So it's a 12-man or a six-pack challenge, as they're calling it. A six-pack challenge ladder match with three teams from Raw and two teams from SmackDown competing for the tag team titles at WrestleMania.
Unified tag titles.
The unified tag team titles. I thought we were going to get a tag split, and that's what they were going to announce, but they didn't.
I guess they could split them after Mania.
It makes sense
to keep them unified for now.
Or a finish where one team pulls one set down, another team pulls this other set down, belts are split that way.
I mean, you could do that too.
It'd be anticlimactic at WrestleMania, but it would be a way to split the belts.
I mean, there always has to be one, right?
Mm-hmm. So we can get belts from both brands. I think that's where we're headed at some point. But JD and the rest of Judgment Day weren't happy They stormed into the office. They demanded to know whose idea this was, and they were trying to figure out who came up with the idea, and they were like, we had a conversation with Miz and R-Truth, and then, well, lucky for you, they're not here, because they're doing media. Well,
convenient.
Then Truth showed up and didn't realize it was Monday night.
Bless. So, just bless.
So Priest was like, give me R-Truth, and, well, we had a match. Damian Priest and R-Truth, and, well, R-Truth got his ass kicked.
In a big way.
In a big
way.
An
entertaining way, but a big way.
Truth pulled out his best John Cena, and not the John Cena from the Oscars. Some of John Cena's biggest hits, but it was not enough to get the win.
Not John Cena's Badonkadonk, that's for sure. Like, damn. No.
You had Gargano and Ciampa at ringside at one point. So, yeah, the champs laid out Ciampa and Gargano as well. So, good stuff.
Very good stuff. Very entertaining.
So, we mentioned Johnny Gargano. His wife, she's had enough. So it was Indy Hartwell and Candice LeRae taking on Ivy Nile, Maxine Dupri, and, well, this is not about the match. This is about what Candice started barking at one Maxine Dupri and basically going off all the internet hate and just sort of mocking her about it and stuff like that. She laid into her. Candice Indy got the win, but heel turn for Candice incoming? So, we'll see. We'll see if that happens, because she's showing a different side of herself. But that's okay. I think having her do so will sort of add some character development, because one thing Candice and Indy need is a bit of character development. But
they need a bit of a boost.
They do. So, I like that they're playing off the real-life dramatics, even though it really wasn't much of a thing, but the internet made it more to be a thing than it should have been. But
I mean, lean into the skin. Why not?
You might as well do so. Becky Lynch, Liv Morgan opened up the show in terms of in-ring competition. Had a really good match. Becky Lynch figuring out a way to get the win. I really enjoyed this match.
I thought it was fantastic. I thought this was a great way to open the show. The fact that they're teasing that Liv and Becky could, you know, be involved in a three-way for Rhea, which honestly I kind of don't want. I'm not gonna lie, I want Becky and Rhea one-on-one.
I think there's a different three-way that's gonna happen, but it does not include Rhea.
Yeah, no, and if that's what happens, that's fine, that's great. But yeah, they're telling a very interesting story as we build to Rhea and Becky. Also, Rhea's hair looks super fucking cute tonight.
Speaking of Rhea, what she's got going on,
I like her hair right now. It's really cute.
Speaking of her, she came out after the match. She was yelling at Rhea, or Rhea was getting yelled at by Liv Morgan. She congratulated Becky on her win. Rhea noted that Becky beat Morgan and asked her if it was all worth it. Rhea said Lynch keeps getting into fights and leaving it all in the ring as they get closer and closer to WrestleMania. Rhea says Becky claims she fights anyone, anywhere for the people and her family. Rhea said Becky does it to prove to herself that she's still the best. You know deep down that I am better than you.
Ooh.
She then accused Becky of taking so many matches leading into WrestleMania, so she'll have an excuse why she couldn't beat her. Rhea said that Becky won't walk out the man, she'll leave WrestleMania a disappointment. Becky talked about how before the Royal Rumble that Rhea might be better than her. Becky said she planted a seed and now it's led to the roots and vines and that have spread around the world. Becky said she is good when people believe in her, but she's great when they doubt her. Becky said if it has to be her against the whole world, then the world doesn't stand a chance. Good, strong stuff.
Very strong stuff. You could also tell that Becky and Liv were working hard, because almost Becky's like almost all of her makeup was gone.
Indeed.
But yeah, this was a fantastic segment.
So backstage later on the night, they shook hands. They were attacked by Nia Jax. Becky then demanded a last woman standing match next week on Raw between her and Nia Jax.
We'll see if we get it.
It's been approved. We're going to get it next week. But what I like, they're building Nia and Liv as future contenders for the title. They're not going to compete for the title at WrestleMania. It is Becky versus Rhea. But you're building things up for past WrestleMania, because you're going to need challengers for either Rhea or Becky coming out.
My God. They're future building. Holy shit.
Indeed.
That never happens.
The WWE Women's Tag Team titles were on the line. The Kabuki Warriors took on Shayna Baszler and Zoe Stark. The Kabuki Warriors got the win. It was a solid match.
It was a fun little match.
Mm-hmm.
Nothing really to write home about, but it was very fun.
It really, really was. So, trying to figure out what to talk about first. Let's talk about Drew. Drew McIntyre opened up Monday Night Raw. He said he's put into... He's putting to rest by saying, if you're glad I took out CM Punk, say what? And they did. He said he always tells the truth and he has all the answers. McIntyre asked the fans if they want to know the answers to the bigger picture. We had a CM Punk chant. McIntyre laughed and said, absolutely not, and then looked into the camera and said he expected a thank you from CM Punk because he's the only thing keeping him relevant. But he brought up The Rock. He spoke about how pro wrestling started at carnivals and they moved to armories and now they work in one of the most powerful people on earth. McIntyre said he gets why Cody Rhodes is upset. It doesn't involve him, nor does it involve Seth Rollins. McIntyre said everyone in there from the locker room to the board knows he is the champion the company could be proud of. This brought out the world heavyweight champion Seth Rollins. Rollins said McIntyre has been begging for his attention and he dared McIntyre to give him a claymore kick. He said he forgot that McIntyre is a coward, so he stood up and turned his back to him. He said, you could do things from behind. It wouldn't get weirder. McIntyre's like, no, I just want to talk. He said Rollins was right when he told him to get over the bloodline. McIntyre said, we gave Rollins the same advice, but all Rollins cares about is himself. Rollins said McIntyre is starting to remind him of CM Punk. Rollins said he thought Punk was the biggest hypocrite in the world until he met Drew McIntyre. Rollins said McIntyre complained about the bloodline. Now he seems like his honorary member. Rollins pointed to the fact that he got the help from the bloodline when he beat Cody Rhodes and Jey Uso. Rollins said he believes McIntyre would love nothing more than have the bloodlines help him take the title. Seth Rollins says it won't happen. Said he and Cody will take down the bloodline night one, and then he'll stomp and pin McIntyre on night two. McIntyre said he knew Rollins wanted him to put him out of his misery, but there was nothing he could say that would provoke him, so he left. Rollins called him out and said, you know, I haven't been paying much attention to you, Drew, on the road to WrestleMania because, well, of all the things he has to worry about going into the show, you're at the bottom of that list. McIntyre got very mad. He stormed back to the ring, but did not fully get provoked by Seth Rollins. Solid.
Drew is just living his best villain era, and I'm here for it. I am so down for Dick Heel, Drew McIntyre.
Mm-hmm.
Like, just so here for whatever's going on right now. And just the stuff between him and Seth is so fantastic that we're going to go past Mania with this, and I'm okay with it. And let's go.
Indeed. We got the challenge we've been waiting for. Jey Uso, who arrived earlier in the day with Travis Scott, a Fortnite fame. When's his skin coming back to the item shop? It's never. Jey said he came to Raw for a fresh start, but the bloodline and his brother, Jimmy, won't let him go. Lots of yeeting, but he challenged Jimmy to a match at WrestleMania because I'm going to knock the yeet out of your ass. I don't know how you knock yeet out of someone's ass, but Jay is going to try to do it to Jimmy at WrestleMania.
I think that's illegal, actually.
Maybe.
It might be borderline pornographic. I'm not 100% sure of it.
I don't know. We'll find out.
We'll see what they do. I mean, go forth and conquer. He's your brother, so y'all do you, but knocking the yeet out of somebody's ass. Okay.
Mm-hmm. So it's time for a sit-down between Michael Cole and Cody Rhodes. Michael Cole pointed out how The Rock said he's on the board of directors and is Cody's boss. Cody asked why he would slap his boss. Cody says he knows Rock claims to be his boss, but he's not that sure he is. But if he is, it felt good to slap his boss.
I mean, slapping your boss was a rite of passage in WWE. Is it not?
It is. It is, if he's in fact his boss. Cody said The Rock was a great wrestler before everything else came along, so he knows the slap was a receipt. Michael Cole asked Cody about the tag match on night one when they have championship matches on Sunday. Cole also asked Cody how he could trust Seth Rollins. He said Cody's response was basically, people change. Just like you, Cole, you were one point sitting there in a plexiglass box in a Syracuse orange singlet. You've changed. Okay. He also recalled, he went somewhere else and smashed the throne, and now the person who sat on that throne has become his closest working ally. He even teamed with Jey Uso. Cody said he and Rollins haven't always gotten along, but Rollins has always had his respect. Cody said this is his shot at getting a fair fight against Roman Reigns on night two. But he wanted to bring up something Michael Cole asked a few months ago back in October about would this be Cody's story or is this his father's story? Cody said it was a good question then and it's a good question now. He asked Michael Cole if he looked nervous and scared. Cody said, the old head podcasters can't believe he's wearing suits and using big words. He said the story is no longer about him and Roman Reigns. By the way, I think that's the first time in a promo someone said podcaster. He said it's all about fans who have followed him to the absolute end. He talked about a blind fan who came to the show just to feel the cheers. Another who underwent spinal fusion surgery and wanted nothing more to get his weight belt. He brought up his sister that The Rock didn't mention, and then he brought up his mother, and then Cody started to cry.
Like you do.
He said he couldn't hand the title belt to his father, Dusty Rhodes, but he could hand it to his mother, Michelle Rubio. Cody brought up his wife, Brandy, and said that she took a shot on him when he was wearing a goofy mask and taking RKOs every single night. Cody said the story is beyond him, but it's up to him. Cody stood up and looked in the camera and told the world, Roman Reigns, that last year of WrestleMania, that you stated that we were in the third inning. Cody declared that they're in the last inning. Cody said Cole will get to say this at WrestleMania, that Cody Rhodes is the undisputed WWE champion, and that Cody Rhodes finished his story. This was good, really good. It closed, it defined what everything is for WrestleMania.
They're packaging it up, this up and with a nice little bow. They're setting it all up. They're getting it ready to go. They're beginning to lay the emotional foundation. Because, well, it's a really, really, really good callback to always go back to Dusty. Eventually it gets a bit tiresome. And they're kind of sort of hitting that, especially with this story, that it's like they keep going back to Dusty. And it's like, no, talk about the people in Cody's life now. You know, talk about Brandy. Talk about his mom. Talk about his sister. Talk about the people that are here. You know, talk about his brother. You know, talk about the people that are here and that are matter and that are important and that are as much of a part of the story as Dusty is. Because Dusty is a huge part of Cody's story, but so is everybody else in his life. Yeah. And he's doing this for them as much as he's doing it for his dad. Maybe even more so. So, yeah, I feel like this was a very, very nice setup and a good way to begin to build towards WrestleMania and lay that emotional groundwork with Cody. It was a nice touch with the podcaster shot for certain journalists. And also just the fact that this is it, the acknowledgement that this is it, this is the end, that just nice, hey, we're not going to go for a third time on this. Maybe this is it. This is the definitive end to this portion of his story. There's still more to tell, but at least in concerning Roman and the title and what's happening right now, this is the conclusion to that story.
Well, that's the way it needs to be. Well, that's the way it needs to be. Good overall show.
Great show. Good build.
Good build. The road to WrestleMania becomes clearer and clearer as every passing day comes along, which is what you need heading in, because we're, 22 days away?
Something like that, yeah. We're getting close.
We're getting close. It's more than 22, but we're getting there. But they'll do it for the Raw Post Show live right here on the Wild Talk Radio Network tomorrow night, 10 p.m. Eastern, along with Wednesday at 10 p.m. Eastern. WWE 2K Showcase Mode live on Twitch. We'll go about an hour and a half, get through as much content as we can on those two nights, so check it out. 10 p.m. Eastern, WWE 2K24 Showcase Mode. So we go through all the biggest moments and matches in WrestleMania. Thursday night, it's The Rack at 10 p.m. Eastern.
That's right. Tune in. We'll have news, notes, all sorts of fun stuff. It's The Rock. Thursday night, 10 p.m. Eastern, right here on WildTalkRadio.com.
Friday night is the debut of WTR's GM battles between myself and Brent. We figured it out. We're getting it to work. We'll be live about 10:30 p.m. Eastern on Friday. Should be fun.
Let's give them hell, chat. Let's give them hell.
Give us hell on Friday night. Saturday, 10 p.m. Eastern, WTR game night. This week, I don't know. I think we're doing Fortnite this week. We'll figure that part out. But it's WTR game night, 10 p.m. Eastern, followed by CB Radio at 11:30 p.m. Eastern. Sunday, it's WTR Sunday, Wrestle Talk Radio, 10 p.m. Eastern. We'll be back next Monday for the Raw Post Show at 11 p.m. Eastern. It's at Wild Talk Radio, facebook.com/Wild Talk Radio Network. Chat if you have Amazon Prime, link it to your Twitch account. It's called Prime Gaming Support Channel by clicking the purple rectangular button below the screen. You can use credit card Rockstock or
Lynn's M. Ward.
In the Fortnite item shop when you buy your battle passes or your Lego or your Lady Gaga's or what have you, because we are
#Hashtag Epic Partners. You can follow me on most of the social medias at Lynn's Ward, LNSWD. If I ever, and I mean ever, kick this shit that is currently inside of me out, I will stream consistently. I didn't have the energy today because I didn't sleep well last night. So we'll see how I sleep tonight, hopefully well enough, and see how everything feels tomorrow. And I might stream tomorrow. There is a banner flipping Genshin, so it'll probably be later. And if not, probably for sure streaming on Wednesday, depending on how I feel. But you can follow me over on twitch.tv/WTR Live, or not WTR Live, twitch.tv/Lynn's War. I can tell you how tired I am. But you can follow the WTR live thing too. We don't mind that. But twitch.tv/Linsboard, you can follow me on Twitter at Linsboard, LNSWD, and you can follow me over on YouTube, youtube.com/AtSimbolLinsboard, and on TikTok, Linsboard0.
Is it 20 days? 7?
How many days?
14? 21? No, it's 25 days. 26 days. I think that's what it was. About 26 days away. What, to Mania? Yeah, 26 days.
Yeah, something like that.
Yeah, it wasn't below the... It wasn't below the number. It was higher than the number. Anyway, it doesn't matter. This has been the Raw Post Show, presented as always by MBG Films, youtube.com/MBG1211. Chat, we'll see you all week long, starting tomorrow night at 10 p.m. Eastern. And right back here next Monday night, 11 p.m. Eastern. Along there with the Wild Talk Radio Network, streaming live right here at twitch.tv/WTLive and wildtalkradio.com. WildTalkRadio.com.